DeKalb CEO Burrell Ellis is accused of shaking down county contractors for campaign donations. During the trial, the county's head of contracts, Calvin Walton, was the state's star witness. Walton cooperated with prosecutors only after being caught accepting gifts from contractors and lying under oath. Here's Walton last month during his first day on the witness stand.
I've done a lot of, you know, bad things, and I've let a lot of people down. But as you hear my testimony today, you realize that I didn't do this stuff by myself.
Some jurors, however, reportedly found him untrustworthy and took issue with him betraying his boss. The case recently ended in a mistrial. Karen Morrison says putting a witness with a plea deal on the stand can be a gamble.
A lot of the time you don't really have a choice because they're the only people close enough to the action to put everything in context, give background information that you would not otherwise be able to get.
Morrison is a former federal prosecutor and now teaches at Georgia State University's law school. She says prosecutors consider a number of factors before offering a plea deal, first and foremost, the person's credibility.
The best you can do is just gauge how do they talk to you when you're doing forensic interviews with them or trial preparation and just hope that they will be able to come across as candidly as they do with you.
But it can backfire. In 2010, DeKalb's former schools chief, Crawford Lewis, was charged with racketeering. He eventually struck a deal with prosecutors to testify against two others in exchange for a reduced misdemeanor charge and probation. He testified and the two were convicted last year. A judge, however, recently overturned those convictions. She found Lewis so untrustworthy and felt so strongly he should be jailed, she ordered a retrial for the two who were convicted. Emory Law Professor Kay Levine.
It's always easy to Monday morning quarterback, right? I mean, when it falls apart, it's very easy to look back and say, you should have thought this through more.
Levine says ultimately, striking deals with those allegedly involved in crimes is a judgment call for prosecutors.
I would assume staff spent quite a bit of time thinking about this and decided to do it anyway. You know, they took a risk. My guess is they knew that it was a risk and it simply did not pay off.
Both DeKalb corruption cases can be retried. If they are, Levine expects Calvin Walton and Crawford Lewis to feature far less prominently. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.